Lord, show us more this morning. Show us newly the stream of the water of life or the river of life. Yeah, make us very free to hear your word. We trust in your rich supply. We trust that you build your church and do everything which is needed to build it. Lord, we praise you and we clean our clothes and we come into the city. Praise the Lord. It's so nice to be here, and it's nice that we are now a little more. It's not about the number, but it's so joyful to have fellowship. And we trust that the Lord will reveal himself and richly supply from himself. And he already did. He has talked to us. And he showed us. Have you already seen something? Have you already eaten? Have you drank? Did you drink? This revelation the Lord gives to us is such an encouragement for our spiritual experience. And if we talk about the water of life, this is not a place where we can go and pick up this water. So where is this water today? I thought it might be good to read two more verses from the Gospel of John. John verse 7, chapter 7, verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit. We on the one hand talk about water of life, but on the other hand we talk about the Spirit. When we were born again, the scripture says the Lord has born us again and he has given his Spirit into us, and the Spirit in us is the water of life. And because of that, today, streams of living water can flow in us. And because of that, we don't have to travel somewhere and search, where is this water of life? It is in our spirit. From our spirit, streams or this river of water of life will proceed. This is this foundation which we know and which we can hold fast and which we can trust. In the church it's clear the Spirit is flowing. So many brothers and sisters, even if I have to do something else during the meeting, still I can get something. I can receive something, even I can receive a lot of things. But at home, if I'm at work, What do we then? Where's the river or the water of life? There. It is in our spirit. And that's why it is so close. We talk to him, we call upon him, we are filled with the Spirit. And one more verse I want to read. John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. Yeah, where is this eternal life? What do you say? Oh Lord, where do we find eternal life? We need the word, we need the scriptures. What do? We do not only read the scriptures, but we come to him, we drink and we eat. And only if we come to him, then we will have eternal life. Is this not a very important hint? Yeah, we have to come to him. It is not enough if we just read the scriptures and just dig in it. We also want to have life. And this morning we want to have fellowship regarding the tree of life. Maybe we can pick our Old Testament. And everyone wants to read, can read with us. And Revelation 22 is a continuation of of Genesis. There in Genesis, God created man. What did he do for man? He created a garden.
Let's read Genesis chapter 2, verse 8.
Alle, die Elberfelder Übersetzung haben, lesen. Und Gott, der Herr, pflanzte einen Garten in Eden.
The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads.
Und wird zu vier Armen. Also das ist hier schon wunderbar zu sehen. Der Baum des Lebens.
Yeah, this is, we can see very clearly the tree of life, the garden of Eden.
Also diese,
and then you can see here a river. Yeah, these things belong together. They belong together in the past. And yeah, later in Revelation again, this is very mysterious. In the whole scriptures, in the complete New Testament, this stream, this river, only appears in Revelation. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about this story, how this path was blocked. And here in Genesis we see a garden which the Lord has planted. Is it not nice? The Lord did not only create man, but he also put him into a garden. So we talk about a real garden here, not just a garden of a big house with multiple families, and yeah, where someone comes once a year to clean it. This is just grass. But we are talking about a garden which the Lord, yeah, created. And if God plants a garden, this is something special. There you can stay. You can spend time there. Yeah, this tree of life. Yeah, in the midst of the garden, there even is a tree of life. And yeah, this tree is really the essence of life. It's So yeah, we talked about it yesterday. What is life? What is life? How can we define or describe life? Can we go to Aldi or Netto? And you cannot buy life there. You cannot buy it as a raw material. Life is life. It's a secret, yeah. Life is the Lord himself. And in this tree of life, there is life in essence. You come to this tree and you have life. This is not wonderful? The tree of life. Life itself. Life embodied. Yeah, we want to have life. We want to have life. And in this tree is life. Yeah, and it's not only this tree, but it's also this sign unto the Lord. In him was life.
Also ein bisschen Lebendigkeit, ja klar, da kannst du das Radio aufdrehen, da ist es vielleicht auch ein bisschen lebendige Musik, aber das ist nicht...
Yeah, if you turn on the radio, you might hear some living music, lively music, but life is the Lord himself. And the tree of life is the Lord.
Es könnte so wunderbar sein, oder?
And it could be so wonderful. A garden, a tree of life, and there are a lot other trees, and you don't have to go somewhere else. There's nothing lacking, and there's this other tree, and this tree is really complicated. You cannot describe it with one word. It is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yeah, and this tree is complicated. It's also kind of interesting. Yeah, well, it's not only good and bad. Oh, it's both, and also knowledge. Oh, that sounds something very interesting. A modern man could really appreciate this. In school, what all the pupils get taught to look at things from different angles, one angle, the other angle, and positive arguments, negative arguments, good and evil, what is for it, what is against it. And this tree is also in this garden. And there are already heard the word death. What is behind this tree, other than this interesting name? What is behind it? The Lord says, if you eat from this tree, at this day you will die. At this day, the man will die. So you could also say it's the tree of death. But if it would be called the tree of death, who would want to eat from it? I wonder why people buy these little boxes where it's written on the bottom, you will die, this will end in death. But with this tree, yeah, it is also known, it is also written on the bottom. Yeah, and it brought death, because man ate from it. Oh, Lord Jesus, I want to read chapter 2, verse 15 in Genesis. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Over every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. Yes. Yeah, things were very clear. Directly told by God. In chapter 3, it goes further. There's also the serpent. And the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God really indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Interesting question. Very sneaky question. So, yeah, we do not question the tree of knowledge and evil, but we ask about God, we ask about the other trees, and the serpent is citing. No, he's not citing. He's questioning, and he's, he's putting something into the brain of the listener. Did God really? The serpent is twisting everything, and here it is similar. And the woman answers and says, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden." But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. And then the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die. And here we can see a very clear lie, an untruth. And this lie is not in the first step. First, this twisted lie, this twisted question comes, and the serpent starts a conversation, and suddenly everything seems to be blurred. Becomes blurred. Yeah, and then there's this tree which is supplied, or which is next to the man. And then suddenly there's a serpent who is advertising this tree, and he has a wish that man eats of this tree. Today the time is a little short, but most of us might know that Adam and Eve, both of them ate of this tree. And then there was a chain of events which happened. First they saw how they were naked. And then they hid from God and helped themselves. And when God wanted to have fellowship with them, he had to search them, he had to call them. And it was this tree which brought, perish. And this tree in the end really brought knowledge. And it's very interesting. Yeah, you have treated the Lord he says they have more knowledge now, but also God cut off the supply, or to cut off the path to the tree of life. Genau, ja, ich suche es. I'm searching for the verse.
Ja, Herr Jesus. Gott spricht an
oh, Lord Jesus. God is talking to them. Verse 22. The Lord says in chapter 3, the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. This is the story. The way to the tree of life is since Genesis chapter 3 verse 24, it is guarded and it is closed. God did not allow man to eat of it. Where are our young people? What would you say? Until when this path is closed, this path is guarded. At first glance, we might say, until Revelation 22. Yeah, and the tree of life will not is not written about in the New Testament until Revelation 22. But this, if we think about this way to the tree of life, we know that the Lord has opened this way. When he was crucified, this way, this path was opened. In the physical temple in Jerusalem, this curtain was ripped in two from the top to the bottom, and the path was opened. In Hebrews chapter 10, it is also written, verse 19, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. It's a new and living way. So here also, there's a way. There's a new and a living way. And this way was made free through the death of Christ. Through his death and resurrection, this path was made free. And I would say in the end, that the way to the tree of life was opened. And because of that, we can have fellowship about the tree of life without just talking about the future. But we can today see the Lord as he is revealing himself to us as the tree of, as the water of life and as the tree of life. And if we come to him and eat from him, eating this is the point. Yeah, there's bread to eat and there's fruit to eat. We can. Is it not wonderful? We can eat the fruit of the tree. So rich. But we have to come, and we are allowed to come, and we can encourage each other. Yeah, you know, I was touched in the second meeting. He heard others coming to the word, and his wife said, oh, let's go there. Yeah, and the brother went there. Let us all be like that. take us and tell us, say to each other, let's go and eat of the tree of life. Young people, if you come together, you can do a lot of different things, but to come to the tree of life together, come, let us eat. This is so precious. Yeah, and in this conference, I am so happy we can have guests again. Yeah, and it's so precious. It is so precious to come together to the Lord. But apart from the meeting in the morning or in the afternoon, yeah, or in the evening, it is so wonderful to eat together from the Lord. Yeah, maybe in the big meeting, not everyone is having a chance or is bold enough. But yeah, we can have this training to eat the Lord and come together to Him. Yeah, He is so rich. Lord is so rich, and this is what builds us up into His church. Yes, but I want to talk a little bit more about the tree of knowledge. But it would not be. Balance to just talk about the tree of life. Yeah, of course we want to really focus onto the tree of life and eat from the tree of life, but it's also good to know there's also something else. And interestingly enough, if you read further in Revelation 22, there are other things. And every time I read from these verses in Revelation, yeah, there's the New Jerusalem, there's the throne, there's the water of life, there's the tree of life. And then in the end, there are people who love lies and do lies. Oh Lord. There are still dogs and wizards and adulterers. But this has to be said. Yeah, and this morning we talked about it, that especially in today's time we have to say that there are still other things. The tree of knowledge. There is someone who wants to bring death. There is the serpent who wants to advertise the tree of knowledge and wants to talk about the tree of knowledge. It is still there, here. Advertise. Oh Lord, but the Lord says, this tree is not for eating. What does this mean? Does this mean, okay, we need no knowledge, all knowledge, we just leave, we just want life? You know, truth is still there, and there are wonderful promises that we want to know the Lord, that we can all know the Lord. This is the sign of the new covenant. This is really knowledge. This is over everything. For this knowledge we long for, we reach for the knowledge of the Lord. And that's why we want to dig into his scriptures. And we are not very superficial. I'm saved and everything else will be fine, but we want to know the Lord and we want to know the truth of the scriptures. But as John says, we don't just want knowledge, which in itself is wonderful, is very good and very high. We don't want a knowledge which is so high that it brings you away from the brothers and sisters. Knowledge which brings you away from the Lord is knowledge of good and evil. And I was thinking about what I want to say today, and I have many ideas, but I think the Lord really has to show us, and he wants to teach us to discern. Lord, teach me to discern. There's no rules here, no book. I want to say you something and just take it as an example, which is not 100% true all the time. But sometimes you are so in your own mind and you think, oh, this is fitting. And you think, wow, yeah, that's good. But afterwards you realize, well, yeah, it fitted together. It was fitting, but you realize it was not the Lord. But you realize it is fitting, but it is not. We have to learn to discern. We have to learn to follow his need. When the brethren in Acts were traveling, they really were listening to the Spirit. And do you know what is written in there often? That they say they had the impression. And sometimes you hear people say, oh, the Lord told me and showed me. I have to do this and that. Yeah, I don't want to say this is wrong, but I often do not have this courage to say things like that. Yeah, the Lord has us shown so many things. He has shown us that we are saved, that we believe in him. Yeah, we are saved, and he has shown us how we can build a church, and we are very steadfast at that. But I'm talking about how the Lord wants to lead us. Yeah, if we think, be a little bit more cautious and keep at it. Maybe the Lord has led you. And this is wonderful. Keep at it. Because maybe you went the first step in the correct direction, but the next 20 you walked into the wrong direction. Yeah, it's a secret. But discerning is very often just a keeping at the Lord, a keeping or a staying at the tree of light. And yeah, in Deuterium we see, with Moses we see that the Lord often gave clear paths for the people of Israel. But today in the New Covenant, it is partly a step-by-step process. There's no schema. There's no answer. Maybe if you ask someone, it might be good to ask someone. Maybe first ask the Lord, then ask someone else, and then again ask the Lord. But in the end, we want to follow the Lord. We want to follow life. We want to give room to life. And want to follow this life. And want to follow the tree of life. there's this very well-known example of, in Romans chapter 7, and I think Romans 7 shows it very realistic, very lifelike. There Paul explains how he realizes, he says he wants to do the good thing. Yeah, he has knowledge of good and evil. But in verse 7, in chapter 7, verse 19, he says, "For the good that I will to do, I did not do." He realized something and he wants to do it, but he cannot do it. He does not do it. And also, he realized, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. This is a very... this is a sign of this knowledge of good and evil. It is in the beginning very, very interesting and very interesting, but there's no strength. You know the good and evil. You can, discern, but there's no strength. In the end, you fall into the area of death, of evil. And you even realize it. This is not frightening. You can discern between evil and good, and you want to do good, but you do evil, and you know it, you realize it. You can see it. This is not cruel. This is not sad. Yeah, and Paul wrote a whole part in Romans about directly this topic. Yeah, and sometimes we have there's the danger that we fall into this area. Yeah, that we fall into this area that we just know and try and fall into the area of evil. But we have to come to the Lord. And this is what Paul does in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. "There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free." This is life. This is not only knowledge. This is also an experience which changes. Maybe sometimes faster, sometimes slower, but there is something working. Yeah, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's another power there, and this is the Lord Himself. Oh Lord Jesus, we want more of that. We want to eat from that, drink from that, so that we are strengthened like this. And this is concerning all of us. The smallest ones, where's the baby of Katalin? Oh, it's not there anymore. But even the babies, they learn to eat. And also we adults, we eat, and sometimes we change our diet, and we have to adapt our eating habits to our age accordingly. Do you know old people who you have to remind that they eat, drink and eat? Yeah, and this is something you have to tell older people, that they should eat and drink enough. To eat enough is wonderful. maybe we are eating 20, 30 years. Yeah, it is really working wonders if you eat and drink. The tree of life is working wonders. We do not say this was in the beginning of my Christian life. In the beginning, I had this strong touching of the Lord. I touched the Lord richly, but today everything is different. Today I need knowledge. Is knowledge today what brings you to the goal? Is after you started strongly in life, and today, there's new knowledge. Have you looked at that? Have you already seen? Oh, Lord Jesus, a new knowledge, a new revelation. But what we need is the tree of life. Oh, Lord Jesus, the tree of life, he gives strength and he supplies richly. There's another example, there are many other examples, but let's take Timothy. 1 Timothy 3, verse 5. There he is. Second Timothy 3, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Yeah. Today, some people talk about things regarding God and regarding its power, but it's just a form of godliness, but no power. It is just, something to refresh your soul, and it is tickling, and there maybe something is boiling inside, and and some things have to be said, but if there's something boiling in us, then we should maybe turn to the Lord. It might not be the Lord. There are some things which bring us and we start to boil. For every one of us, there might be something which brings you to boil. If your children start bring your soul to boil, you cannot push them away. But some things you can turn away from. Yeah, and that's what Paul says here in 2 Timothy. Turn away. And from such people, turn away. Yeah, you might also want to turn away from your browser. Turn away from, the things that want to boil your soul or enrage you. What wants to bring you away from the fellowship with God and wants to churn you. Churn you and stir up. Yeah, and Paul says here, turn away with the Lord. Turn away with the Lord. Yeah, we cannot throw away our computer or our smartphones. And we might need them for different things in our modern life. And we have to be informed about different things, but there are also things we can just turn away from. Yeah, from them, turn away. These are the things which come from outside. Yeah, but they also touch or speak to some things in ourselves. Maybe our soul. Yeah, our soul is often touched or appealed by things which are not spiritual. Yeah, but we also know that we need to separate between the spirit and the flesh. We have to learn to discern between life and death. Yeah, and this is what the word does. It is discerning until the separation of soul and spirit. And it makes a discernment, and then it helps us to choose the spirit over the soul. This is not wonderful. The spirit is good for the building up and also for growth. Yeah, the soul, it just looks good. It looks good according to knowledge, but the fruit is not good. Yeah, and that's what we know. We have to discern soul and spirit. It is not just all the same. It's not everything worth similarly, but we have to discern spirit and soul. Discern what is coming from the soul and what is coming from the spirit. And we have to choose life richly. Yeah, richly search for fellowships. Come to the spirit. Come to the Lord. discerning just in theory is not very easy often. Who of us can discern? Maybe it's make a list. Is this spirit? Is this soul? Is this death? It's not so easy. And we don't have to do it like that. But we can choose life. And we choose life, and it discerns in us, it splits in us, so we are reined by the spirit, and we can be in front of the tree of life. Lord Jesus, thank you for the tree of life. And yeah, it's also giving us a taste. Did any one of you make a complete change of their diet? Maybe your doctor told you, oh, you cannot eat so much sugar and fat anymore. If you have done that for any reason, and then sometime later get something very sweet and very fatty, this might really repulse you. You might really be repulsed by it. And for weeks you ate something natural and healthy, and then someone comes with a clump of fat. I don't want to talk about food today. Everyone may eat as the Lord allows you. But what I want to say is to have good spiritual nourishment will give you a very clear discernment. You will very easily be able to understand this is not useful. I don't want to do this. This is not where I want to give my time, what I want to give my time for. Yeah, we were talking about taste. If you have eaten a lot of fresh fruits, how is the fruit from the tin tasting to you? Yeah, it might taste different. In normal life we might not always be able to eat fresh fruit, but in our spiritual life it is different. Why do you want to eat the tinned food. Take the life. The Lord is here. He is fresh. He is alive. The word is here. It is rich. It is tasting so nicely. And it is really preserving us. And then it's not just this. It's not a question, can I do this? Oh yeah, that's okay to do. This is almost not good, but it's okay. And we might say, that's okay, I can do this. And what was touching me in Revelation 22, verse 2, where it is said, in the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life. At this street, in this river, we have the possibility to be surrounded by the tree of life. It's on the left and on the right. Yeah, if we read Revelation 22, the question is, are we framed by the tree of life? Yeah, we also can ask the Lord and tell him, Lord, bring me in the midst of the street so that I am framed by the tree of life. Yeah, on this side and on the other, on either side was the tree of life. And if we give ourselves, then it is such a salvation. And I think in the next meetings we will talk about that. This, if we consecrate us, it helps us to serve in the young people's meeting, in the pupils' meeting. This practical salvation helps us to choose life, to search life for the children, to search the Lord so we have something to share. Lord Jesus. So I think I want to stop now, but I want to say some final thing. There's also a fruit. The tree of life is bearing fruit. And it is a special tree. The tree of life bears 12 fruits. And the fruit is every month. So every month there is something. Not just at the conference, not just two times a year if there's conference, or maybe three times. Not only on Sunday morning, but there's richness and there's no lacking. 12 times every month. 12 times fruits and every month. There is the fullness. And we can take of this fullness and drink and eat. And in the end, you can see how the Lord wants to give it to its church. In Genesis chapter 2, you can see the garden where the tree of life is standing. And in Revelation, we can see the city. Yeah, we have not talked about it yet. We will not be able to talk about everything at the same time, but it's good to know in the back of your head where this tree is standing. Yeah. Sometimes you might have issues to come to the tree of life alone, but in fellowship, the tree of life is so close. If we search the Lord together, and in all things in the church life, this should be our heart's desire and also our glory in the church has to be from the life, from the tree of life, from this tree who bears fruit every month, yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Yeah, there's also healing. I mean, we want to eat of this tree. And let us have this practice if we are in the meeting, but also if we are together at home, let us come to the tree of life and eat and drink of the water of life. It's not just a picture, but the Lord wants to bring us into this reality fully. Praise the Lord.
Schwester, ich bin wirklich so froh, dass wir den